Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. I wanted to pop in and give you guys a quick update. A lot of things have been happening here on the homestead. We've been making progress on the water house. I have, for those of you that may be watching this online or whatever, there's some pictures that I've put in there for you to see. We've got the foundation for the water room is in, and we've got the rafters and everything up for putting the roof on. So the next part of that process is going to be the actual roof going on. And that'll probably happen 4th of July weekend whenever we are off from work. We'll jump back on that and work on it. We also had to order the material in for the roof. With everything going on in the world today, you can't just go buy roofing material. The roofing material that we chose to use is Galvalume. I wanted to have the metal roofing because we are going to have the water catchment on there. So we had to put an order in for that, and it'll be ready sometime this coming week. So we'll pick it up, have it here on site to use for the 4th of July holiday weekend when we're off work and we can get back to it. So the water house project is moving forward, and the countdown on that is going, because I am so over that laundromat, you guys, I cannot even tell you. We've had some other things going on here at the homestead, the gardens. We have not added any new beds with the summer heat and everything. It's just been too much trying to get the water house project done. It's been maintaining the beds that we have, and so far everything is doing really well. I tried to get a picture of the corn in there for you, but for some reason it wouldn't download. It's looking so beautiful. It looks like the best corn that I've ever had, but the silks are just now coming in, so we won't know until the little ears start to develop what we're really going to get. So that's still a waiting game on that. Went out and did some foraging and gathered up some plantains so that I could do an oil infusion to make some plantain salve, because it's that time of the year. All of the itchy business is going on. The sweat bees are out, and every time I work in the garden, they're chasing me around and stinging me. I am also allergic to poison ivy, which I haven't gotten so far, but it's only a matter of time. It happens every year. So the plantain salve is going to be something really nice to have around, a healthy alternative to help soothe my skin whenever it happens. And it's so easy to make, so easy to make. And so that was something that I worked on. And let's see, what else have we got going? We did not do any more orchard expansion. again, everything's kind of been focused on the water house. My husband decided that he would like to expand the water house a little bit so that we could have some more storage there. So that project kind of grew a little bit. That's another reason that it's not completed. We have had a little dry spell, and we got a good rain day before yesterday that watered the garden really well. But right now, this time of year, the garden is being hand-watered, so that's added a whole nother level of activity here on the farm with the added farm chores. We did downsize the poultry flock. Some of our older laying hens, they were still laying and quite productive, but we decided to go ahead and rotate them out of the system. They got a great home. They can be yard ornaments, helping keep people's yard clean from ticks and bugs. And, you know, they're not really worried if they lay a lot of eggs. So it was a fantastic situation for them. And that gives us the ability to rotate in some new younger stock. You know, it's just part of it. You know, animal husbandry is a big part of maintaining the systems. You can't overcrowd your animals. You know, it's just counterproductive for having a healthy flock. So you always have to be rotating. So we did some of that, rotated some of those out. The ducklings are growing so much. They're going to be ready to go here really soon. So a few of those are going to be going home with other folks as well. So just lots happening. All the babies are growing up. The turkey babies are getting big. I do need to get some photos of those for you guys to see and pop in there. But just lots of activity going on, working hard, trying to get it done. And I wanted to pop in, give you guys that update. So I hope that you will come back and visit us next time and join us. Stay with us on this journey to sustainability. It's a wild ride, you guys, but it's very exciting. And every little thing that we do that moves ourselves in the direction of being sustainable, it just empowers us all the more. That little, every taste of freedom that you get, you just want more. And so for me, I just can't get enough. So we are really working hard every day to move closer to that goal of sustainability. And we're so happy to have you along on this journey with us. We'll catch you next time on the next update. Guys, have a wonderful day, and thanks so much for stopping by. Bye-bye.